You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The National Weather Service has confirmed even more tornadoes in that system that rocked Wisconsin last week. In the latest round of surveying, they found three more tornadoes from last Thursday. That brings the total that day to 15. Now, on average, Wisconsin gets 23 tornadoes per year, and in 2025, we've already got 22 of them. Wisconsin is falling further down the list of state support for universities, and now business leaders are pushing for more funding for the UW system. But in the middle of planning the next budget, more funding seems unlikely. Here's Lisa Hale.
Nearly 800 business officials, business groups, and individuals have signed a letter of support for additional state investment into the universities of Wisconsin. UW President Jay Rothman announced their support ahead of a panel discussion at Titletown Tech in Green Bay last week on the role of UWs in the economic vibrancy of Northeast Wisconsin and the entire state. This support comes as Wisconsin drops a spot to rank 44th of the 50 states in public funding for four-year universities. In his 2025-27 biennial budget, Governor Tony Evers proposed increasing funding for the UW system by $856 million. However, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has called that budget request a non-starter.
And today is the final day of Madison Burger Week. This is the fourth year of it. Restaurants around the city have created special burgers just for this week, and then people vote and choose their favorite. Today is the last day to eat one of the special burgers, and it's the last day to vote. Last year's winner was Licari's Bar and Grill with the Pull Tab Popper, which had two kinds of cheese, bacon, and jalapeno poppers. But on a wider scale, a local favorite was just recognized for having some of the best burgers in the country. Here's Lisa Hale.
Just in time for summer, Yelp has released its list of the top 25 burger chains in the United States. Wisconsin's own Culver's hits the top five, settling in at number four. Yelp called out that Culver's is now in 26 states and is loved for its butter burgers and frozen custard. Yelp also listed Culver's as the number one burger chain in the Midwest.
And we've got a whole lot going on this weekend. The Monona Memorial Day Parade is on Monday. It kicks off at Sennett Middle School at 10 a.m. There are lots of Memorial Day ceremonies, including from the Madison Veterans Council, Madison Veterans for Peace, and VFW Post 7591 and 10272. And the Mallards are back in action. Monday is opening day. They'll be hosting the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. It's a big year for the Mallards. It's their 25th birthday. The Run Madtown races are this weekend, so we'll have some street closures throughout the weekend. Mostly they're around the UW campus, toward the Capitol on the Isthmus, and one of the races will go around Lake Wingra. And if your garbage gets picked up on Mondays, the Madison Streets Division will come get it on Tuesday instead. Now, people often indulge on Memorial Day weekend, plan to have a designated driver. Rideshare apps have never been more accessible. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. They're activating their tow-to-go program this weekend. That means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way to get their car home can call AAA and they'll tow your car to where you need it to go. You don't need to be a AAA member to use the service, and it's available tonight through Tuesday. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Please be safe this weekend. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
A big night for yelling. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, and but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts, it's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which was pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary is pretty special. professional. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. Katy Perry has been in the news lately for various reasons. First, she went into space for about 31 seconds, and now the New York Post is reporting that her bra broke and popped open during one of her concerts. Before you run to the Google, you should know that she acted quickly and covered up. An assistant quickly ran out and saved the day, after which Perry said, "Sorry guys, you didn't pay that much." Tickets to a Katy Perry concert range from $50 to $500. Top or no top, I think they paid plenty. And finally, Perry will no longer be waking up in Vegas. She is out at Resorts World Hotel. The singer signed a contract that would pay her up to $900,000 a show, and the deal has been terminated after the hotel and casino actually lost money during the pop star's residency. This was after there was a bidding war for Perry's talents between World Resorts and Caesar's Palace. The Perry residency lasted from 2021 to 2023. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a really nice Memorial Day weekend with plenty of sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 60s here for a good chunk of the weekend. Today, lots of sunshine, high in the low 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, near 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-60s. We'll climb to the upper 60s on Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.